From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hours after certifying Iran has been complying with a two-year-old international nuclear agreement, the U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 18 Iranian individuals and groups. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said Tehran has violated the spirit of the deal, referred to it as the JCPOA, or Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
Part of what the JCPOA agreement says is it's supposed to contribute to regional and international peace and security. And we believe that some of the actions that the Iranian government has been involved with undermines that stated goal of regional and international peace and security.
She said Tehran's malign behavior includes ballistic missile development and proliferation, support of terrorism, backing Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, hostility toward Israel, cyber attacks, and threats to maritime stability in the Gulf region. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said the sanctions are likely to have a two-pronged effect.
One is going to discourage capital inflows into Iran. Number two, it's going to make domestic investment even weaker than it is likely to be.
Iran called the sanctions illegal, announced its own sanctions targeting the U.S., Iran's parliament also authorized additional funding for its missile program and the Revolutionary Guard's Foreign Operations Wing, the Quds Force. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has declared a three-month state of emergency in his home state of Gogriel as clan-based militia violence continues. A government spokesman said unspecified citizens' rights would be suspended. The army will be given additional powers. He said the state of emergency will also be extended to neighboring areas of Wau, Tonj, and Awail East. The country has been in the grips of a smoldering civil war since late 2013. This is VOA News.